Most people who collect and compost food scraps have a backyard or garden to dump them in, but in New York City, residents without a pinch of earth are taking extreme measures to compost. As part of a collaboration with Northeast Stations, WNYC's Amy Eddings reports on what motivates these new urban composters.
The wide stoop of Diane DeBasella's apartment building looks like many others in Carroll Gardens, Brooklyn. It's got pots of plants on the steps. What makes it stand out, though, is a tire-sized green compost container.
So you kind of stick your fingers into the ridges and just flip it around, turn it around.
Several months' worth of rotting food shifts inside the round container as DeBasella spins it on its base. A cloud of fruit flies emerges.
I actually have been trying to get rid of them for like the last 2 weeks, and nothing I'm doing is working.
That's not good, especially when DeBasella's landlord doesn't understand that she's trying to save the planet.
He came up the stoop and looked inside of the compost and saw a bunch of rotting vegetables and fruit, and he said, you know, I'm really happy to help you bag all of the stuff up that's in there and put it out on the curb.
DeBasella had to explain that she was composting in order to turn that rotting food into a fertilizer for her potted plants, her garden. For DeBasella, who lives in a small 550-square-foot apartment, her front stoop is her great outdoors, her only forum for flexing her green thumb. Composting is also her way of reducing the amount of garbage she puts into the trash, and by extension, the greenhouse gases escaping from landfills. She's not alone. An increasing number of New Yorkers are composting and going to great lengths to do so, not only in their backyards or their front stoops, but in their apartments, using worms.
You would rip the newspaper like this, and it rips in these perfect strips.
In Brooklyn, teacher and composter Mickey Josie is holding an after-school workshop at her middle school in Cobble Hill. She's showing about 8 adults and 6 kids how to turn a plastic bin into a home for red wriggler worms using shredded newspapers as bedding. 12-year-old Mac Ferris had Miss Josie as a teacher last year and volunteered to care for the worm bin over the summer. His mom was worried. She thought it would stink.
So is that a deterrent, do you think, from people doing it?
Not really. I guess if you get used to it. I mean, I didn't get used to it. I almost threw up.
Okay, Max being a little dramatic. Composting, when it's done right, doesn't smell. You've got to turn it frequently, like Diane DeBasella with her rotating compost bin. Or, in the case of worms, keep the moisture level under control with newspaper. The Ferris family forged ahead. Max says they put the worms in an electrical room in the basement of their co-op building in Park Slope.
We didn't want people to know that we were having a worm compost, so we just kept it in there because only the superintendent goes in there.
Did you tell the superintendent?
Oh, yeah. He was told not to touch it. We put a sign that said, science experiment, do not touch.
It worked. The worms, well-fed, quadrupled in number. At the workshop, Mac Ferris got to harvest the compost from his worm bin. That process, in a nutshell, means pulling the worms out of their poop, the compost, and setting them up with fresh bedding and food scraps. He didn't gag once. Then there are New Yorkers who have no desire for indoor composting. They donate their vegetable peelings, apple cores, and coffee grounds to community gardens to let them do the work. It's Saturday in Fort Greene, Brooklyn, and the weekly farmers market is buzzing with shoppers. Several gardens have set up 5 metal cans here to take compost contributions from the community. Jesse Lead has brought a week's worth of old food.
I actually put it in a big Tupperware container in my freezer, and then I pack it up and bring it every Saturday. I have 2 bags in here.
Do you have a big freezer?
No, but I guess I don't freeze a lot of stuff, except compost.
She lifts a lid and dumps the frozen lump of food into a can. Jesse Lead froze her compost in the making to cut down on fruit flies and smells. But Chris Blake's contribution is slimy and gooey after a week of sitting in a plastic container under his sink.
You know, it's an interesting question why I bothered to do it. I think it's because I just like the idea of making something that would normally be thrown away into something that could be used for something good.
Few people, whether they live in the city or the country, go to this kind of trouble. Only 3% of food scraps get composted nationwide. But composting programs across New York City are reporting a surge in interest. Christine Datz-Romero offers workshops at the Lower East Side Ecology Center in Manhattan. She attributes the compost craze to Al Gore's 2006 documentary on global warming, An Inconvenient Truth.
And our workshops fill up. We have 50 people signing up, and we have to turn people away because it is just so popular and people are really eager to learn about composting.
Just as interest in composting is waxing, money for these education programs is waning. New York City recently made deep cuts to its budget. Among the casualties, the sanitation department's fall leaf collection and composting program. All those leaves went to landfills. And its funding for composting workshops offered around the city. But intrepid composters like Diane DeBasella aren't giving up.
It makes me feel a little less like I'm living in a city if I'm somehow dealing with earth and that it's not just me like wasting stuff and throwing it away, that I'm seeing this process of, you know, it moving from one thing to the next.
Soon, when it's decomposed enough, her old food will be moved from her green plastic compost bin to her flower pots. And DeBasella thinks it's worth it, fruit flies and all. For WNYC, I'm Amy Eddings.